Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and DFS Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
Haken in here. We're in Auburndale, Wisconsin. We have boys basketball here tonight. It is regional semifinals. Phillips Loggers heading this way here, the 7 seed taking on the 2 seed Auburndale Eagles here tonight. And these teams played earlier this season. The Eagles had won this game by 17 earlier on. This is a really good team out of the South. They finished in second place over there behind Marathon at 13-3 in conference. Very impressive. Averaging about 61 points per game. They got two kids over 6'7". One of them's a deep shooter. Tough to guard out there. They got another one. Don't see a whole lot, but, you know, he's 6'7", so kind of helps a little bit. Another kid out there, Anderson. He just looks like a grown man out there. Definitely stronger than it. Strongest player out on the court for sure out there. He did a lot of damage on us last time we played. I think he had like 25 points against us, and he was just a force. Lane Abraham guarded him as well as he could, but the senior was a little bit too much. Loggers tonight really going to have to play a perfect game here to stay in this one and be competitive. I'm excited to see what they can do. I don't feel they've put the complete game together here yet, and they have a chance to do that with all these shooters that they have. Leading the way for the Loggers, J.J. Haakkonen and Drew Hochschild, 13 points apiece. Lane Abraham with 12. Braden Reback, ninth in the state in three-point percentage, over 40%. I'm really impressed what he's done in this second half of the season. So Loggers, if they move the ball, they should play pretty well. That's for sure. On the other side, for the Eagles, that's Caden Anderson. He averages 16-7, 16.7 rebounds. Hey, there we got Steve Peters ready to join us here, along with Caden Weinfurter at 15 points per game, and Evan Scholl here at 12 points per game. That kind of leads the way for the Apaches, but this game's going to get underway in just a few minutes. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service has everything you need for a full day of fishing. From their selection of live bait to many different types of tackle, like the popular Custom X Toads and more. Ross's also has a selection of great hunting supplies, too. And you can get all of your licensing done there, too. And ask about their expert guide service. Their goal is to guide you into a successful angler. Like them on Facebook and check out all their available specials. Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service, 286 North Lake Avenue, Phillips.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information, or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm, you know, play deep like that and be effective, but Auburndale's got such a unique team, a deep team that plays a different, you know, different positions. Two kids, 6'7", one of them plays outside. A well-coached team. We've watched this team, you know, over the years, you know, take on the Loggers.
Absolutely.
And just, you know, they've got prime athletes, everything going well for them. We're in their hometown.
Right.
Hey, let's see what the Loggers can do. Nothing to lose here tonight at all.
Yeah, I was telling Izzy, my daughter, on the way up here that many professional athletes come out of this area. So
yeah, we got Mark Tauscher.
Yeah, have a great atmosphere, a great tradition of a great athletics. So the Loggers have their hands full tonight.
Absolutely. We're going to go over the national anthem here in just a moment, and then we're going to go over starting lineups. We're going to stay right here. All right, the Loggers taking on the Eagles here from Auburndale in just a moment. I think the pet band is going to play the national anthem here. There we have it. A wonderful job there by the Auburndale Pep Band, huh, Steve?
Absolutely, yes.
All right, we got a nice little playoff.
Playoff atmosphere.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I feel it right now. You got the band. You got a nice student section here from Auburndale. It's going to be loud. Long ways away here. We don't have a big traveling crew here from Phillips, but we're going to do our best to inspire our team. Right, Steve?
Yeah, and I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about what we have in our side of the ball, too. Here I'm giving all the credit to Auburndale, but, you know, I feel like J.J., you know, he's going to have a good chance here to go out and put on a show.
I sure hope so. He had 3 points in the last time that they played.
Yeah.
And I want to see him expand his game here a little bit. I want to see the Loggers move the ball and get some shots up.
But this team is much different this time around. I mean,
absolutely.
A lot more balance offensively.
Absolutely. Starting for the Loggers, J.J. Haken and Lane Abraham, Braden Reback, Jack Kowicki, and Drew Hoshield. And for the Apaches, it's Rab, Caden Anderson, Evan Scholl, Thomas Howie, and Caden Weinfurter.
I'd really like to see the Loggers really close out on Weinfurter, make him put it on the ground.
Yeah.
You know, if you can limit his 3-point shot making to under five, you know, four or less, I think that we'll be able to hang.
I agree with you on that one, Steve. All right, this game is going to be underway in just a moment. Drew Hoshield is going to tip off against Owie. Owie, 6'7" against Drew, 6'3". And it's Auburndale winning the tip. It's Rapp going to bring it up for Auburndale. And this team laced with seniors over here. Here's Caden Anderson with the ball right now to Scholl. For Rob. Rob's going to drive the basket. Easy one on the left side.
Yeah.
It's 2-0.
Didn't come set on that closeout.
And J.J. Haken is going to bring it up for the Loggers. Gets it to Hoshield at the wing. Hoshield out to Jack. To Braden. Braden on the left wing. Loggers get it into Hoshield in the low block. Checks things out. Kicks it back out. Over to J.J. J.J.'s going
to
shoot the quick three. Oh, I like that he
good
shot
movement,
it right
though.
Away.
Good movement.
You bet. Loggers moving the ball like they need to do. Auburndale's turn. Here's Weinfurter right off the bat. Deep three. That one's no good. Rebounded by Auburndale, though. That's Owie with 6'7", getting a big rebound. That's going to be a key here tonight if the Loggers are able to not give up second-chance points to Auburndale.
Absolutely.
And Owie by the basket. Turns around, gets the bucket to go. He's one that didn't put himself into the game last time we played. Interesting to see what he's all about. All right, Reback over to Lane. Down to Drew by the block. Drew, shot goes up, it's blocked.
But I like it. You know, go at him. If you can get him in the foul trouble, I mean, you have to attack.
Yep. All right, so it's going to be Auburndale's basketball. That one blocked, goes out of bounds. Kowicki almost came away with it. 16:43 to go here. It's 4-0. All right, Rab going to bring it up. For Auburndale, started by J.J. Handoff, here's Caden. Guy's going into the basket, just so strong. Gets there, gets his own rebound.
Oh, he walked, I thought.
They're going to give him the foul. So it's going to be an and-one situation for Caden Anderson.
Yeah, I think he went for about 25 the first time, didn't he?
He went for 25 the first time. I think what the Loggers did on defense against them, they did it absolutely right, stayed in front of him. He's
right.
A powerful guy.
Yeah, excellent athlete.
Free throw up. That one is good. It's 7-0. Auburndale, big start for them. J.J. going to bring it up right side. There, I like to see a screen. That's something we haven't seen much of at all. And here's Reback for three. Misses the shot. I like that they're letting it fly.
Yep.
And Scholl going to bring it up for Auburndale. Down to Anderson. Anderson gets to the basket. And nice double team by Braden. And now Owie with the ball down by the basket. He's going to try to back his way and kicks it back out to Scholl for three. That one's good. And nothing. And Coach Ring.
2 minutes, that's...
Yeah.
What do you do? I mean, it's just a super efficient offense.
It is. It's a 30-second timeout, and we're going to stay right here on 98.3 and Jeff and Scott's local sports channel. We're going to go over our sponsor list right now. We got Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, new ones here, Steve, Ross's Sports Shop, CompuMold Tool and Design, Harborview on the Lake, John's 3 Mile Corner, and Warga Auto and Truck Center. Good to have all of our local sponsors back here. It's 16 minutes to go here. It's 10-0. Auburndale leading the Loggers right now. And we want to thank Lulich Implement for bringing this on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel, sponsoring this game. That's Amy's family over there. So, all right, Loggers with the ball. 15:53 to go. He'll find Braden on a flare. He's guarded. Here's Hochschild. He's open. He shoots it. Short on it. Auburndale gets the rebound. And Drew is hitting him in warm-ups. 10-0, 15:41 to go. Weinberger, a deep three. That one, no good. JJ comes away with the rebound. Left side, taken away by Rabb. Rabb. Over to Scholl, left side for three. That one's good. 13-0. To Braden. Back to JJ. JJ left side, over to Braden. 13-0 here, Auburndale. 15:16 to go. Hochschild to the basket. Shot goes up.
Got
to
finish that.
Yep. That was kind of just thrown up there a little bit. 15:08 to go here. Weinberg got away with a travel. And they kick it over to Rabb. Up top to Anderson. He's going to attack the basket. Gets there. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound. Nothing? Oh, my goodness.
He's got away with a couple here.
Yeah. So Lager's doing a good job putting bodies on the basket. And Weinberger gets away with a foul right there. But, hey, I'd rather them let them play here tonight, Steve, than just blow the whistle all night like we see at times.
That is a fact.
Man, here we go. JJ going to bring it up. 13-0, Auburndale. 14:52 to go. Hochschild with the ball. Hochschild. Good attack. Right side. Shot goes up.
That's
fouled. And that's going to be Owie on the ground, I believe.
And I like the approach here. I mean, you know, we did see a deep shot by Drew, but he's been going to the basket, going strong, trying to initiate some contact.
You got it. First team foul on Auburndale. 14:44 to go. Auburndale with a big 13-0 lead to start off here. Abraham taking it in. They get it out to Rivak. Braden to Drew. Drew from the top finds Lane by the basket. Lane turns around, misses, and it's going the other direction. And Weinberger hands it off to Rabb. Nice defense by JJ. To Scholl. Scholl attacking the basket. Shot goes up. It's no good. Scholl gets the rebound. Anderson. And that's one right there. He gets to the basket, makes it. Anderson, you want to make him take a shot. He's not a big three-point shooter.
Nope.
It's 15-0. Logger's got to find something on offense here. There's Rivak. Down to Drew Hochschild. He's going to shoot it up. That one no good. And going the other way. 14-0.
Getting fed up on offense, pressing a little bit maybe.
All right, here's Anderson with the ball. He's going to go baseline. Guarded by Lane. Hands it off to Owie. 15-0, 14 minutes to go here. Rabb to Anderson in the corner. Up top, Weinberger. Over to Rabb, working it around. Try to get it to Owie down in the low post. They do. Nice defense by Jack. JJ gets a takeaway.
Yeah.
There's a steal by the Loggers, just what they need. Pushes ahead to Lane. Lane to the post. Finds JJ deep. JJ over to Hochschild. Hochschild going to attack left side.
Check.
And I don't know what happened. They're going to give the Loggers out of bounds. Loggers kind of lucked out on that one right there. It went through Jack's hands. And Jack's going to come out. Denzine in. And it's going to be Loggers' ball out of bounds under their own basket. Do you know what the call was down there on that?
I do not.
The referee called his own timeout. And get it to Hochschild. Hochschild out to Rivak. To JJ. To Denzine. Denzine. Working it back around. Here's an open shot. Hochschild going to shoot from three. No good. There he is. Rebound Denzine. Get him in the game. There we go.
There we go. Nice.
Shea Denzine. 15-2. Loggers on the board.
Couple stops here and get
absolutely.
Back in the game.
Absolutely. There we go. And Auburndale with the ball in the corner. They get it down to Owie. Owie guarded by Hochschild. And up top to Scholl. Got to get on him. He's hit a couple here. And that's going to be Loggers basketball tipped out of bounds.
You know, you just can't teach size.
No.
And right now, I mean, we have a position on a number of these, and they're still getting their hands on them.
Yeah, with their reach, they're easily a foot taller than any of our tallest guys.
Yep.
All right, JJ going to bring it up to the Loggers. 12:47 to go here. It's 15-2. Loggers hit a three. It looks a little bit better. JJ up top. Going to drive basket. Shot goes up. It's good.
Oh, hey.
There you go, JJ.
Stop and...
JJ for two, and that's what I want to see him do. He's going to have to force to get some shots up in this game. And it's 15-4, and I like that the student section was saying, shoot it, shoot it. Because that's what we want, too, student section. All right, Rab, up top. 12:24 to go. 15-4. Anderson guarded by JJ. Nice job keeping him out of there. Deep shot here again by Scholl. He hits it. You got to get on him. And it's 18-4. 12-10. JJ, the Hochschild. 12:06 to go. 18-4. Braden with the ball. The lane to JJ. JJ drives in. He's going to pull up. Shot goes up. That was good.
Sure. Just hang around. You know, if you can stay within the wrong 10.
Hey, find what's working. Here's Rob from the corner. Gets to the basket. Kicks it back out. Here's a three from the corner. No good. Got to get to those ones. Second chance points here. There we go. JJ guarding Scholl now. And Scholl, shot goes up. That one's good.
He is on a
I like the switch,
right?
So you got JJ on him now. We're going to see him locked down here from this moment on. Mark my words there on that, Steve. JJ just took a step off of him and shouldn't have, and he knows it now. All right. 11:18 to go here. 21-6. Denzin to JJ. Down in the low block to Abraham. Lane?
Oh, nothing?
Nothing call, I guess. And Drew comes away with it to Braden. Back out to Lane. For the JJ. Finds Drew, and there we get a foul.
Ooh, that's number two on Anderson, I believe.
Okay. That's on Anderson. That's number two. That's good news for the Loggers.
They got a really nice inside-outside game here with Anderson. I mean, believe it or not, Anderson, one of the better post players that I've seen.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, these other guys are perimeter-oriented, but...
Yeah. Anderson's just really tough down by the basket. Just too strong. All right. Abraham gets it into Hochschild. 11 minutes to go to JJ. JJ's going to turn around. Big shot. Oh, it almost goes in. I like that he's forcing it a little bit here.
Me too.
That mid-range jumper. Let's get something rolling. 10:53 to go. And the other thing with some of these shooters, JJ, Lane, Braden, they get hot, but they need attempts to get hot.
Absolutely. You got to let it fly, especially when you're in the underdog. And
you got it.
Just let
Here's
it
Rob
out.
From three. Gets that one up. No good. And
that's what I'm talking about. I mean,
Denzin did a fabulous job of boxing out right there. Here's Lane. You're open. You got to shoot that bud.
Got to pull that trigger.
And here's Braden. He's going to pop it. That one's good for Braden. There we got our shooters. These are guys we want shooting the ball. I want to see a lot of shots go up here from Braden, JJ Lane here, and find Drew slash into the basket, really. Weinfurter with the ball.
Make him put it on the deck.
Up top. Auburndale with the ball. Here's a shot from the corner. Nope. Back up top.
Deny.
And Auburndale working the ball everywhere, trying to get it into Shea Denzin.
Nice
just
job,
working
Shea.
Hard on Weinfurter down by the basket. Love his defense. Shea doing an amazing job. He just head on a swivel, working as hard as he can to keep the ball away from the 6'7 Weinfurter. He does it. Weinfurter turns around a little too tall. Hey, you'll take that right there. That's as good a defense as you can play.
Yep.
25-9. Yep. Lane from the wing into Shea. Back out to JJ. Swings it to Braden, right side. Reback with the ball. In the lane, at the elbow. Lane to the basket. Pump fake. Shot goes up. It's no good. Gets his rebound. And that one's blocked out of bounds. Going to get a foul. I think he called a foul. And that one on Weinfurter. Two shots here for Lane Abraham. Good to have you. Pastor Jason, all you guys watching online here, we appreciate you all watching, enjoying this game here. Loggers, last team in the county, still alive here, enjoying this one. It's 23-8 right now, but we're going to roll this one out, Steve. I'm going to have fun the rest of this game.
The slow start, kind of hard to overcome, but we've started to get it going now.
Yeah.
Things have slowed down for Auburndale. They got on a heater to start the game, but that efficiency, you would imagine, would go down.
You got it. You see Lane hit a shot here right now. Now we got Braden, JJ, and Lane. I want to see them get open opportunities here right now. That's how the Loggers can really get some points on the board quickly, because they're a good three shooting trio as there is around.
Yep.
Lane's second one is good as well. 9.5 minutes to go. It's 23-10. Loggers finding a way to stick in this
all
year.
All things considered, 13-point deficit with this start, not bad.
Anderson hands it after Rav. He's going to dribble to the middle, kick it back out. Loggers switching on everything. JJ working hard out there. I like it. Colin Kleinschmidt into the game now playing defense. And they call a little hand check. It was there. It was a ticky-tack foul. He did use his hands, though, and that's one thing Colin's got to keep down. When you start to get beat by a little bit, you want to regroup yourself.
Yep.
All right, Scholl back into the game here for the Eagles. 9:08 to go here. It's 23-10 after Auburndale leading the Phillips Loggers here in regional semifinals. Denzine, they're working his butt on off on Weinfurter. Love watching him down there. Here's Anderson going to shoot up the three. That one not even close. And kind of flopped on the ground, tried to get the call. Didn't need to do that.
Let's get a bucket, guys.
Yeah, let's get a bucket here. JJ going to drive baseline, kicks it out. Kicks it out to Lane. Missing. Rebound. Kleinschmidt puts it back. I love this group right now.
You know, and so often what I just see there, so often when you're blessed with these God-given abilities, you get lazy, and that's what I saw from Auburndale there. They haven't really been boxing out.
Yeah.
They've been relying on their size.
Yes, absolutely. Hit that right now. Here's Anderson to the basket. Guarded hard by JJ. I like JJ's defense on him. He stays in front, and Anderson's getting away with a little push-off. Abraham with the ball up top to Denzine, to Kleinschmidt, working it around the perimeter. 8:18 to go. It's 23-12. Here's JJ. Thought about the three right there. I like that he thought about it. Found Drew. Live video block. I don't know what that meant. We're still here. All right. Hoshield out deep. Gets it back out to JJ. JJ drives it in to Denzine. Pump fake to the basket.
And it's good.
That was a strong move right there. 23-14. Loggers finding a little bit of confidence out here right now. 7:48 to go. And really like the rhythm of this group that's out there right now.
Absolutely.
Everyone's offensive-oriented, offensive-minded, can score at any opportunity. Here's Scholl driving baseline. Nice job by JJ, keeping him out of there. Rav kicks it back out. Here's Scholl for three again, though. Hey, I like what the Loggers did right there. They're really making Auburndale work. This Loggers team got to be proud of themselves right now here. It's 26-14. Loggers with the ball. 7:16 to go here. Kleinschmidt from the wing. Gets it to JJ. JJ's going to get the open three look. That one a little bit long. Denzine comes in hard.
Like the approach.
Yes, I love the approach right there. And Auburndale going the other direction. 7:02 to go.
Oh, big miss.
Rab.
Weinfurter.
Yeah. JJ guarding him. That's all right. Back him down there. See what you can do against the 6-7. Makes him turn around. He gets the shot up, but you know what? That's not a horrible shot in that situation right there.
Yeah, fading away. I mean,
yep.
Could have been a lot easier with poor defense.
6:42 to go here. It's 28-14. Get it into Hoshield in the low block. Drew from the left side. Shot goes up. And nothing there. They're not going to call any body foul, so it's going to be Auburndale basketball. Reback checking in here for Lane Abraham. 6:33 to go in this first half. And this is what we really want. I want to see the Loggers compete. I want to see the Loggers compete all night. That's what they're doing right now, Steve. The first couple minutes, a little bit rough there. Now they are. All right.
Yeah, they really went on a nice little run here.
Absolutely. 6.5 minutes to go here. Auburndale with the ball. Anderson guarded by Denzine. To the basket. Oh, he's a mismatch. All the way he gets there. I do like the JJ on him. He's the only one that can kind of stay with him, even though he's way bigger and stronger.
Yep.
JJ brings it up right side to Braden, to Colin, to Drew in the low block. Hoshield. Shot goes up. It's good. Nice job by Drew. Yeah, Shea with early impact on both sides. Fun to watch here. Anderson with the ball for Auburndale. Drew with that nice shot down there. 30-16. Loggers in a man-to-man defense. And Auburndale working this, I don't know what you call this here. It's kind of a five out. A lot of screens going on. Scholl going to the basket. Shot goes up. It's good. Got a lot of points starting out. 5:33 to go here, 32-16. Oshield driving baseline to Denzine, rotating it left side. And Braden using the screen to Denzine here, the wild pass. Here's JJ from three. That one no good. Auburndale going the other way. Keep shooting it, boys. 5:07 to go. I like them shooting rather than that forced pass that isn't working into the lane.
Absolutely.
Leinfurter for three. That one no good. Rebound, Reback.
He's got excellent range, but I'm okay with the 25-footers.
Yeah, absolutely. Reback to JJ. To Colin down by the left side. 4:46 to go here. Colin all the way to the basket. Whoa. A sweet reverse from Colin Kleinschmidt.
14-point deficit. We're right there.
Yeah. You get a couple 4:34 to go here. And you just got to make a run before Auburndale does.
There, too.
Leinfurter to the basket. Yeah. Little turnaround is good.
Hard to stop that.
It is. Yeah, you know, they're letting them get away with the walk on this, Steve. I'm seeing it as well. 4:14 to go. To Reback. Down by the basket. Left side. And that one's going to go off his hand. No, it's going to be off Auburndale. And Kowicki coming in for Hochschild. Nice job by Drew to start out. And
see Braden get going here. He's kind of been quiet. Hasn't really been asserting himself offensively.
Right. Braden into Kowicki to JJ. JJ up top. Oh,
looks like he missed Colin. a chance to let one fly.
Colin, though, left side. Ooh, in looks and out. Good. And Auburndale comes away with the rebound. It was a good offensive effort by the Loggers. 4 minutes to go. It's 34-18. Anderson back up top here. Auburndale with the ball working around the perimeter, looking for a gap here to get to the basket. Anderson's going to find it on this one right here. But he misses. And Kowicki comes away with the rebound, gives it to JJ.
The Loggers do a nice job on the rebounding tonight, I think.
I agree with you. Team rebounding, taking it seriously. Here's Kleinschmidt out to Kowicki. Kowicki going to drive baseline. He's blocked. JJ comes away with it, kicks it out to Reback. A travel on that one, they call. After Leinfurter did it 5-6 times already, they call Braden on one.
Yeah.
All right. That's my outburst of the night. 3:31 to go here. 34-18. And Abraham.
I like Jack getting downhill on that one, though. And trying to get in something close, maybe pick up a foul.
3:31. Yeah, everyone's in attack mode here tonight, Steve. You got to be happy with that. 34-18, 3:25 to go here. Auburndale with the ball. They get it into Owie, down by the block. Owie to Anderson, pump fake. He's going to drive, gets by Lane, and going to call a foul on Abraham.
Like a hand check again.
Yep. Anderson going to go to the line.
Does feel a little tic-tac.
Yep. And Anderson going to shoot here in just a moment. Going to get two shots. First free throw up. That one's short. No good. Still 34-18. Auburndale with the lead. 3:16 to go. First half. And second one up is good.
Anderson, so 35-18. Points and being paced by Scholl with 17 already.
Yeah.
And a super efficient first half for him.
Yeah, absolutely. So multiple weapons for Auburndale. Is that what you're getting at, Steve?
Yeah.
We talked about, Anderson and Leinfurt or Scholl's their third leading scorer. Lane pulls up from three. Ooh, I like the shot right there. It was so close. Loggers got to connect on some of these. Auburndale with the ball now, though. 3 minutes to go. Lane missed a nice three-point shot. Anderson to Owie. Lane pushes him back. I like it. Anderson to the corner. Diving in, kicking back out. Kowicki attacks too hard on him. Anderson gets to the basket and scores. 37-8. You don't have to come out hard on Anderson. He's going to attack the basket every time. JJ, over to Lane, right side. 2:36 to go in this first half. Back out to Kowicki. To Kleinschmidt. Colin, out to JJ. JJ, going to drive baseline. Picks it back up. Nice crossover. Grabs a good defender. He's got him on JJ, and he's going to lock, stay in JJ's face the whole time. Get past to Reback, especially after JJ hit a couple shots on him.
Yep.
Just call Wiki. Find JJ by the basket. Shot goes up, and it's good. Tough shot in the lane by JJ.
But I'll take that all day at the elbow and see through.
Absolutely. JJ working his mid-range game here. Got 6 points early on, and it's 37-20. 2 minutes to go, first half. Anderson, don't have to guard him so tight out there. To Rob. Rob, going to dribble in. Oh, and it got away with a push-off.
Like it's, yeah, a little...
Kulwicki.
Chicken arm out in front
yeah.
of him.
Yeah. Again, happy they're letting him play a little bit, but that was a clear push-off. JJ, he's going to drive, kicks it back out to lane, to Rivak. Braden, from the wing, reverses it. Here's JJ. Got to move that one quick. That's the one that really stalls us.
Yeah, we haven't really been having it necessarily and stick, but we're not really letting him up.
And we're going to get a timeout here, a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. At minute 19 to go here, it's 37-20. Hey, we want to thank all of our local sponsors here for this radio here tonight. We got Forward Bank. We got Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do-It-Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, Ross's Sports Shop, CompuMold Design and Tool, Harborview on the Lake, John's 3 Mile Corner, Warga Auto and Truck Center. And I want to thank Lulich Implement for Amy's dad here called in to help bring this game for Jeff and Scott. I know he's watching right now. Thank you very much on that. We've had a lot of good sponsors on this tournament run as well. We'll go over those a little bit later on our own time. But Loggers staying in this game right here, happy with how they're playing so far right now. Down 17 doesn't seem so great, but, you know, Auburndale's really on fire with a couple guys.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot of advantages. They're in a postseason run right now and using some of their length in this game here as opposed to last game. I don't think we've seen them use their length to win the game.
Exactly.
All right, Loggers playing our. Here's Rab for three. That one's good.
Yeah. You were saying about weapons?
Yeah, weapons everywhere you look over there.
Excellent team.
Yeah.
You don't get to 20 wins by accident.
No, absolutely. In the Merritt South.
Yeah.
Well, here's Hoshi. A little spin, a fadeaway. Want to see him go straight up with that. Falling away. 50 seconds to go. Rab.
Oh, good job by the girls out there and staying under control.
Yep. Auburndale with the ball, 44 seconds to go. Anderson has it up top, guarded by Haakonen. Kicks it off. Logger switch. All right, a lot of screens up here. And Rab with the ball up top, 31 seconds. They're probably going to run the clock out here. Keep running this offense, about 10 seconds left. Try to get something rolling. You know how much I love that.
I would like to see them take a chance here. You got three fouls. You got a couple fouls to give here, a few actually. Go for a steal.
Three fouls to give. Loggers kind of playing nonchalant, and you know they're not going to attack the basket, so that is a good time. And here's Weinfurter going to be left open for three. JJ steps up on him. Weinfurter, no good. Rebounded by Hoshield. 3 seconds to go. 2-1. Hoshield going to get a shot up. That one's no good. And that's the half, 40-20.
That possession on the end, though. Good.
Yeah. It was.
Good defense.
So 40-20 is the score here at the half. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 5-minute timeout. We'll be back in 5 minutes. We'll go over the Forward Bank halftime show.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's HEIKKINEN, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Corbett with CompuMold Tool and Design is your go-to comprehensive mold manufacturing company. We're dedicated to exceeding your expectations. Deliver top-quality molds with lightning-fast lead time, and competitive prices is our game plan. Located on South Airport Road in Phillips, Wisconsin, we're your winning team. Lady Loggers, shoot for greatness in your tournament journey with confidence. We've got your back. Trust CompuMold to elevate your game and take your projects to new heights. Join forces with us and experience the winning difference today.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance. Always moving forward together.
Hey there, it's Big G from 98Q Country. Friday nights are sizzling at Harborview at the Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin. Experience the new energy with fresh ownership. Indulge in bluegill, cod, colossal shrimp, or savory prime rib. And don't forget about the salad bar. It's a must. Mention me, Big G, and receive a generous 10% discount off your bill until March wraps up.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Strongman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Strongman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Strongman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. Whoosh into a flavor paradise at John's Female Corner, home of the Smash Burger. Indulge in two juicy quarter-pound patties piled high with double layers of onions and cheese. Served on a brioche bun. Tuesday, try the mouth-watering Smash Tackle. Plus, mark your calendars for March as they introduce ribeye and ribs every Saturday night. Good luck to the Phillips Lady Loggers in your tournament journey from John's Female Corner, just 3 miles south of Phillips at the corners of Highway 111 and Highway 13.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
Get in the game with Warga's Auto and Truck Center. Our trained technicians are ready to tackle your vehicle needs, from engine tune-ups to wheel alignments and everything in between. Need a lift? We offer 24-hour towing and free body shop estimates. For worry-free truck and auto repair, trust Warga's Auto and Truck Center in Phillips, Wisconsin. And to the Lady Loggers, shoot to win, and good luck on your tournament journey.
Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service has everything you need for a full day of fishing. From their selection of live bait to many different types of tackle, like the popular custom X Toads and more. Ross's also has a selection of great hunting supplies, too. And you can get all of your licensing done there, too. And ask about their expert guide service. Their goal is to guide you into a successful angler. Like them on Facebook and check out all their available specials. Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service, 286 North Lake Avenue, Phillips.
There's my, Jeff Hankin and it's Steve Peters back here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We got caught up in a little faces in the crowd. We're going to give you a little tease of that in just a moment, but 5:09 to go here in this half, and it's a 40-20 lead for the Auburndale Eagles over the Phillips Loggers. It was about 18-2, 18-4 to start this game out. Steve, the Loggers been hanging out there ever since, really ever since Denzine kind of got into the ball game, and we started moving the ball a little bit better, getting some stops. We actually got a few stops. Scholl's been tough. He's got 17 points, hit a bunch of threes.
I don't know how many he's missed, but it feels like he's made about 5 3-pointers.
Yeah, and very efficient.
Yeah, a little runner in the lane, but I think everything else has been perimeter, and he's just been super efficient. What do you do with a hot shooter? And those weren't gimmies either. Some of them were 3-4 feet behind the line.
Yeah, absolutely. There's everyone you look at, you got a guard over here. And the Loggers, I'll tell you what, happy with how down.
I would say
we're down 20. I'm enjoying watching this game.
I am. I see a lot of really good things coming out of this team.
Absolutely. We're going to go over some of our scoring leaders here. This is the Forward Bank Halftime Show. Start out with Auburndale, and they've got Evan Scholl leading the way with 18 or 17. Caden Anderson with 10. Caden Weinfurter with 6. And Thomas Yu with 2. tell you what, you got two guys on their team, 6'7", and they only got 8 points between the two of them.
I can't imagine that they have more than six rebounds collectively, too.
And Blake Robb with 6 points. And you say that, and they're up by 20.
Yeah, exactly.
And leading the way for the Loggers.
Five three-pointers from Shobo go a long way towards that.
J.J. Haken with six. Colin Kleinschmidt, Shea Denzine with four. And it's Drew and Braden and Lane with two.
It doesn't feel like J.J.'s got six. It feels like he's got 10 or 12.
Yeah, it does. It's a different...
I like the aggressive nature that he's putting shots up.
You don't see JJ get a lot of free looks. You don't see him get a lot of free shots.
It's just like Nate last year, having to work for everything.
Except JJ's 5'7".
Right.
So you've got him bringing it up. You've got Rob guarding him. He's their best defender game after game. Yep. They put the best defender on him. This is the first one seeing JJ really assert himself into a little bit of isolation that he needs to do and be a little selfish at times.
Yes.
And he needs to do that once in a while. He's doing that right now.
Well, we've seen growth from JJ over the last 2 years. That's been just special.
Absolutely.
Taking his game up to all-conference status and all-defense, he is a marked man, and they're going after them with their best defender, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, he's still got the job of, handling the ball and easing things up. When things get in trouble, get him the ball, and he can hold it while that best defender is on him right there. It's never an easy task. He plays the entirety of the game. But, I'm talking my boy up a little bit. But if you're watching from the radio or listening from the radio, it's hard to, see exactly how hard some of these boys are working out there.
He's done such a wonderful job, picking his spots. Because there was a game earlier this year where they were playing at Wassenaar. I don't know if he scored in the first half.
Yeah.
He ended up with 25 because he was getting the rest of his teammates going. But
they quit guarding him.
Yeah. But then he took off. And we're seeing it now. We fell behind early, and he asserted himself saying, we need something for me. I'm going to go eat. And he has.
Yep, absolutely. So Loggers haven't got the three ball going here tonight yet. Braden, 40% on the season, number nine in Division Four. He hasn't had a lot of open looks. It's hard to get open looks against this team right here, but on transition has been a little bit tough.
I said it before the year. I wanted JJ to start taking some deeper shots.
Yeah.
That's the next step.
It is.
For Braden. I want him pulling up from 23 feet if he has to. Let it fly, because that'll space the floor.
Honestly, JJ, Braden, and Lane doing that.
They all have the
range. They have the ability. And, that's something they're going to put the work in this summer, because it's something that we know. You just need that ability to stretch the floor.
And I think that they all have that ability now. Where it's lacking is up here saying, I can do this. Yeah. I believe in it.
Yeah. I think coming in as seniors, there's going to be, what do we got to worry about?
Yep.
We're seniors. We're tired of losing games we should win. We put the work in. Let's step it up here. This is a good sign of what's to come here tonight, what we've seen in this first half. Let's see if they can finish out this second half here, Steve, and play hard through it. I think they're going to. I think we're going to get no letdowns whatsoever.
I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
34 seconds to go here in this half, and we're going to stay right here. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors real quick. We've got Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Swamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, and our new sponsors, Ross's Sports Shop, CompuMold Tool and Design, Harborview on the Lake, John's 3 Mile Corner, and Warga's Auto and Truck Center. Thank you, all of our sponsors. And if you watch it on Facebook, Lulitz Implement for bringing this game on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel. We've had a lot of great ones bringing in. When we're all done here tonight, we'll go over some of those. We try to get some interviews. Here we go. Loggers with the ball. Hoshield from the corner. He's going to go to the basket. Kicks it out. Reback is there. Over to JJ. JJ on the right wing. Right in front of us he is now. We got him. Loggers working left to right. And finding Kowicki. A beautiful pass from JJ. Kicks it back out to Abraham.
Good job initiating.
Yes. Beautiful pass. Getting it into the post by JJ. Found Lane. Jack found Lane by the basket. Lane got fouled. He's going to the free throw line. And a nice start for the Loggers.
Nice shot by Lane, making himself available.
Yeah. First free throw from Abraham is up, and it's good. Sharp shooter, Lane Abraham, the junior. And second one underway. It's up, and I want to say it's good. It is,
sir.
40-22, 17:41 to go here.
I'd like to see this lead cut down to 14 by the 10-minute mark.
See if we can dig into this a little bit here. Weinfurter.
Got to be one trip at a time. Make a stop.
Rob driving in. And it's a five-out offense with a screen up at the top here. Weinfurter driving in. Okay, Loggers
over. Here we go.
Doing a nice job. Nice almost got a turnover. I think it goes off Jack's leg or Lane, one of them. But Jack stayed in front of him, doing a nice job. 17:21 to go here in this ball game. It's 40-22. Loggers down 18. And they get it into Scholl by the basket. Back kick it out to Anderson. Back out to Scholl. Scholl's going to drive the basket. And that bucket's good.
He is one tough customer.
Sure is. He's got his game rolling here tonight. 19 points for him on the night. JJ brings it up. Gives it to Hoshield. Hoshield finds Kulwicki by the basket. And they take it away from him. I like the play.
Yep, great play.
And Auburndale bringing it up left side. And here we go. And here's Weinfurter.
Yeah, as soon as he followed my dad's side, I go,
that's Weinfurter's first deep three he took. And he hits that one. It's 45-22, 16:47 to go. JJ over to Lane. To Hoshield. Hoshield going to drive right side. Spin left. Shot goes up. Oh, it bounced up the back rim.
Take that all day, Drew.
Yep. And it's Auburndale going the other direction. Rob, out to Weinfurter. That was sometimes a shot. You could tell. He's pump fake goes up. Wow, they got Drew got away with a blocked shot. I love it. There was some contact there.
Yeah, I don't know what they were seeing there.
We'll take that one, though. Hoshield from the wing. Step back three.
Oh,
there
we go.
So got a three at two.
Looks like a deep
one of those shots where you say that better go in.
Yeah, all right.
45-24, 16:10 to go here in this ball game. Rob driving the basket. They get away with a push-off when they drive in there.
I've noticed that a couple times
as well. And Scholl short on the three. JJ comes away with it, going the other way. He's going to attack basket, bumps off of Rob. Oh, my gosh, the worst call. You've got to be kidding me. Wow. JJ got robbed on that one by Rob.
Probably, yeah, by Rob. Yeah, I was going to say, he got robbed.
Yeah, JJ got robbed, robbed. That's literally a terrible call. That's awful. You got to reward a kid who comes and uses his body to get to the basket.
We're used to it.
It is, though. It's an end-one situation right
nice
there.
Pressure there by Braden.
All right, Anderson with the ball up top. Gets to the baseline. Trying to spin around. Nice job by Lane. Kicks it out to Scholl. Scholl attacks. Oh, my gosh. Too easy to the basket.
He likes that glass, too.
He does. He's getting to the basket easy and scoring it well. I think he's got 20 already now. 21.
Yeah.
JJ from the
four
wing.
The second half here.
Lane over to Drew. Drew from the wing. Here's Reback. He's going to shoot the three. And, oh, no good on that one. Lane almost tipped it in. Rob gets the rebound. Rob, we don't know. And to Anderson it goes. 15:11 to go. 47-24. Anderson to Weinfurter for three. The deep three. That one's good as well. 50-24. And JJ bringing it up right side. You don't know why they take a bucket like that away from, you know, the Loggers and JJ driving it in on there. It literally makes no sense at all. They're already down by 26 right there. There's JJ for three. Gets
the
3-point shot to go.
He's having a heck of a game.
And, wow, look at that. Auburndale got his name correct on there, too. This is probably the first town we visited where they said Häkkinen. They don't even do that in Phillips sometimes. Just kidding, Karen. 14:31 to go here. 50-27. Loggers down. They get it into the low block. Here's a turnaround. If that one's no good, rebounded by Rapp. Kicked out to Scholl. Oh, no. And that one's good.
They made it hurt. You got to limit those opportunities.
Scholl hits the three, makes it 53-27. 14:12 to go. Loggers with the ball. Abraham trying to get fancy. Out to Hoshield. He's open for three. He puts it up. That one long. Nice rebound by Auburndale. Team rebound right there. And Rab going to bring it up left side. And Rab out to Weinfurter. Got to get out on him. We know he's shooting the ball right now. And Lane comes away with it. Rebound for Abraham. Lane attacking. Out to Brevac for three from the corner. And that one's good for Braden. Braden gets it going right there.
I don't care what the outcome of this game is necessarily. I just want to see this team continue to build.
Yes,
and that's
the Loggers are competing right now. This is wonderful play by them here right now. We're used to a lot of losses like this where there's 27 turnovers in a game. We're not putting shots up, and the Loggers are playing wonderful here tonight. 13-30 to go, 53-30. Some substitutions here for Auburndale. Taking three of their three top scorers out right now. See what the Loggers can do against it. Denzine set to check in. Here's Rivak. To Hochschild. Hochschild from the left side. He's going to dribble back out. Rivak to Lane. Lane at the wing. Here's JJ. JJ looking to get it in. Crosses over. Kicks it back out to Abraham. Loggers working around the perimeter. Here's Kalwicki to JJ. JJ, see if he can go baseline on Rab. That's a good defender right there. That makes it tough. Dribbles it in. It kicks it out. Nice, there just wasn't here. A shooter right there. There's Kalwicki by the basket. Back nice. Out. JJ for
inside,
three.
Outside.
Missing. Love it. Lane Abraham. It's off Auburndale, and that's going to stay with the Loggers. There we go. Loggers playing hard, not giving up. Shots going up. Denzine in. Kalwicki's going to take a break.
Really like nice job. Possession. The ball was really popping in the perimeter, then the inside-outside action. Yep. That was nice.
JJ getting some penetration and kicking back out. If there was a shooter out there when that one was dead, that was Lane. A three-point shot goes up.
Yep.
Loggers looking like they're having more opportunities than early on. Oh, Hochschild, left side. Gets it to go. Nice job, Hochschild. As JJ flashing to the basket right there. Drew had it left side, though. 53-23. Or 53-32, I should say. Loggers working hard on defense. Love watching this right here. JJ at the top. They're switching on things. Man-to-man defense, Loggers are in. And down by the basket, here's the 6'7" guy. He can't get it to go.
Owie.
What's his name? Owie. And that one, Loggers got the ball. Hochschild was pushing it up right side. It was tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Loggers. Side out of bounds. 53-32. JJ gets it in from Braden. JJ from the top, setting things up to Drew. Drew turns around, left side. He's going to drive back in and gets under everyone. No good. Denzine there to clean things up.
Good job by Drew to get it up on the rim there.
A lot of contact from Drew. He was looking for the foul. No calls at all. But Shea, right there again. Shea's just right in the right spot. Yep. He's got a nose for the basketball, and he's going to go to the line. And free throw up, and no good for Shea. Shea on the year, probably about 50%. We see him miss the first one a lot, and the second
one. He doesn't really get to the line, though.
Second one goes in. 12 minutes to go. Denzine, second free throw, and just like that, swish. It's every time it's kind of like that, Steve. Was I right on that one? 12 minutes to go, 53-33. I've seen a few games. And here, Auburndale with the ball, working the perimeter. Dribble handoff. Rab has it. And they find Owie by the basket. The 6'7" Owie turns around, puts it in. It's only 4 points for him. And it's 55-33. Denzine with the ball.
Heck, yep.
And that's where we get into trouble. We force this pass. It's not there.
Exactly.
It's not there.
And what are you expecting?
What are you going to get out of it?
Exactly. It's like the risk-reward is not there.
Shea's fabulous season he's having. That is his one tendency, though. He's on trying to force that entry
pass.
And
we saw it earlier this year a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they've eliminated it a little bit.
Yep. JJ from the left wing. Get it into Drew. Drew backing down. Going to turn around. Shot goes up. And it goes in.
Tough shot.
Yeah, tough shot right there. No foul on the contact. That's all right. We don't need to follow the whistle blown like this at all. Fouls 2-1. I think it was like 3-3 in the first half. We'll take it. Here we go. Auburndale with the ball, kicking it out of the wing. They get it into Weinfurter at the low block, guarded by Denzine. Denzine, great job by Shea.
Nice.
Forces the
miss. Nice work, Shea.
Absolutely. JJ bringing it up. 10:57. JJ to Lane, to Braden. Looking for Drew. They find Drew down by the block. And that was close right there. A nice flail by Auburndale. They sold it. Going to call that one on Drew. I don't know if he let Drew land. He kind of jumped right under Drew. But a call had to be made. 10:47 to go. 55-35. Weinfurter hands it in.
Oh, no walk.
Got away
Thank
with travel. Seven travel. They call the eighth one, we guess. We'll take it. We will take it, Steve Peters. 10:40 to go here in this ball game. 55-35. substitutions for Auburndale. Yeah, Chris Johnson called that one right. A flop. You've seen that in Prentice before, haven't you? All right, Loggers with the ball. Here's Reback up top. He's going to get an open look for three. No good. And it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Auburndale basketball.
But these are the things I'm looking for. Process over results is important to me.
Yeah.
That process is good.
Yes, absolutely.
Let that shot fly. You have an open look.
You bet. You bet. Perfect look is exactly what you want to get, the 40% three-point shooter up top. All right, 10-17 to go, 55-35. And nice job. Nice defense by JJ on Anderson. Shot is missed. And Anderson puts it back. JJ had frontal position on him with no help from behind. Anderson got the offensive rebound and put it back. 10 minutes to go. It's 57-35. The Hoshield, the low block. The Denzine. Here's Reback.
Ooh. Let it fly, kid.
Back to Shea. Back to Drew. Drew driving left side. They stop there by Auburndale. They reverse it. Here's JJ. Going to drive in. Hump fakes up. And a nice pass to Lane,
opposite Lane.
Little right-handed hook. JJ and Lane finding each other down there. 9.5 minutes to go, 57-37. Lane Abraham with the basket. And Auburndale driving right now. Here's Scholl. Something happened there. And it's going to be Loggers basketball. How does that stay with Auburndale?
Lane, I think.
Well, there's so much happening until the ball hit the ground even there. All right, Reback checking out. Colin Kleinschmidt into the ball game. Is that Colin's first look into the game here?
He's been in.
First in this half?
Yes.
So a long wait for Colin. He had a good first half.
Yeah, I think they stuck with their first unit for about the first seven, 8 minutes.
And it was playing well at the time.
Yep.
9:19 to go here. Weinfurter dribbles in, backs in, turns around. Nice defense. Yeah. He gets it to go.
You let him in a little bit too deep.
Yes. And JJ going to bring it up right side. Finds Denzine. Shea going to pull up from 8 feet. Air balls. And going the other way. The crowd lets them know. You got to. Playoff. All right. 9 minutes to go. 55-37. Weinfurter. Guarded by Denzine.
Nice.
Almost gets the block. Great job by Shea.
Great D. What do?
You love it.
Well, the only thing you can hope to is maybe better denial. You know, don't let them get the ball.
Yeah. And then you give up offensive rebound is a thing. So it's a horse for your Kleinschmidt.
Yep, good luck, though.
Yep, good for from Colin. Wasn't able to get it to drop. And it's Auburndale basketball. 8.5 minutes to go. 61-37. They get it into Owie by the basket. A little right-handed baby hook is no good. Rob gets the rebound. Kicks it out to Scholl. Scholl, we haven't seen that, but Scholl airballed it. Hey, where's our student section?
We've got one over here.
And, all right. It's going to be 8:20 to go here. It's 61-37. Loggers with the ball. Not going to make fun of that other team. Pretty damn good, Steve.
Honestly, we're down by 24 points, and I'm not the least bit disappointed.
Not at all. Here's Denzine from the corner to JJ at the wing. JJ to Lane. Going to need a little dribble drive or something. Denzine, there we go, slashing to the basket. Shot goes up. I like what happened. Yep. Amy's happy with that, too.
Oh, looks like I'll be walked at up.
There's a lot of travels here tonight. Again, they're not blowing the whistle. We're happy with it.
Yep, let them stay out of the game, right?
Yeah, we'll let them stay out of the game. And Anderson, I think his toe's on the line. It is. He misses.
Yeah, we want him out
with the rebound. JJ, ahead to Lane. Lane from the right wing. And over to Denzine, left side. Here's Drew from the basket. Dive back. He's going to fade away. No good. Rebound, Kleinschmidt. He's going to shoot. He's blocked by Howie. And Colin probably got away with a foul after that one, slapping for the ball again. And Auburndale with the basketball.
Glass called it.
Yeah. Beautiful shot. Who was that? I wasn't even watching
that. Yeah, that was Scholl again.
Scholl, I should say. Hoshfield has an open shot from about 12 feet. It's no good. Rebound, Auburndale. 7 minutes to go. It's 63-37. Scholl to the basket. No good. Guess who's there? Denzine with the rebound. And we're going to get a timeout here. We're going to get a full timeout from Amy Ring and the Loggers. And it's 63-37 with 6:45 to go. We're going to send it back to 98.2 Country for a 1 minute timeout.
Corbett with Comfortable Tool and Design is your go-to comprehensive mold manufacturing company. We're dedicated to exceeding your expectations. Deliver top-quality molds with lightning-fast lead time and competitive prices is our game plan. Located on South Airport Road in Phillips, Wisconsin, we're your winning team. Lady Lager, shoot for greatness in your tournament journey with confidence. We've got your back. Trust CompuMold to elevate your game and take your projects to new heights. Join forces with us and experience the winning difference today. Hey there, it's Big G from 98Q Country. Friday nights are sizzling at Harborview at the Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin. Experience the new energy with fresh ownership. Indulge in bluegill, cod, colossal shrimp, or savory prime rib. And don't forget about the salad bar. It's a must. Mention me, Big G, and receive a generous 10% discount off your bill until March wraps up.
Jeff Haken and Steve Peters back here in Auburndale, Wisconsin. It is regional semifinals, 6:45 to go in this ballgame. Loggers playing really well, even though the score don't say so. 37-63, they're down right now, but really loving what they're doing here. So
got
far,
in the hole early on, but they've done a nice job.
Yes,
you know, playing with composure and just staying with it.
You bet. You know, you take out that 16-point lead, 18-point lead to start out the game, whatever it was, and.
They're staying in here. 8-point differential over the last.
This Auburndale team a little bigger, stronger everywhere that we look on the court here. But the Loggers aren't scared one bit.
No head down,
absolutely nothing. Working their game. I like this crew. That's it. Colin to the basket. He's fouled. He's going to go to the line. And there's Colin. You get attacking the basket. He gets some nice offense out of him off of the bench.
You know, you were talking about Shea earlier. I'm curious to know, is there a comparison for any big man that we've had in the last 5 years that you compare him to?
If Shea had, another 3 inches on him, nobody's scoring is what
right.
I kind of get at.
Yeah.
He kind of reminds me of...
He plays big.
Yes, he plays big. You know, that Ben Wallace type of a guy.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's not the biggest guy, but the guy is not afraid to go and stop a Shaquille O'Neal type of a guy. He'll be in there in good position every time. The best post defender easily that we have on this team out here. And all right, Auburndale with the ball.
Down. Nice job.
Yep, Owie drives back. And Weinfurter, quick hit to him. He was about 8 feet out. He gets the basket. 65-39, 6:16 to go. JJ to Hochschild. Hochschild from the right wing to Colin. Colin has it at the elbow. Back out to JJ. Going to stay tight on JJ after he hit a few buckets here. And Revac. Up top, Hochschild. Here's Denzine. Back to Braden. Braden open from three. Oh, and that
like
one rimmed
the,
out.
Shot.
A lot of them just rimming out just a little bit. Falling for Auburndale, not for the Loggers. And Weinfurter with the ball to Rob, to Owie. Owie at the low block. Back out to Weinfurter. Get right up on him, Drew.
You get him. Okay, deny him. Good job.
Yep. And down into the low block to Owie. Owie makes a couple moves, kicks it back out. And there's Weinfurter right there for three. Luckily, it's no good. And it's going to stay with Auburndale.
And I feel like that's been kind of our Achilles all year. Like,
yes.
Okay, someone's, in a disadvantage, so we got to go help, and now we've got an open shooter.
Shea coming out. He played fabulous, getting a break here tonight. Colin or Kulwicki back in. 5:33 to go here. 65-39. Auburndale leading the Loggers. Dribble drive in. Nothing going. They kick it back out. Rob with the ball right now. And handoff, dribble handoff, working around the perimeter. They're going to work their way until they get a nice slash to the basket and find an open lane. Colin causing a little trouble out there. That's one nice thing you can do to throw all this rhythm off. And there we go. Rab over to the corner. They get it into Owie by the block.
Good job denying.
Yes. And here's an open three-point shot from the corner. No good. Rebound. JJ comes away with it. He pushes it up to Drew. And Rab knocks it out of bounds. JJ got rid of his bubble gum, I think, down on the court there. Yeah. And under 5 minutes to go here, 65-39. Loggers get the ball in. JJ from the top over to Drew on the wing. Top to Braden. Kulwicki to Braden. Loggers, be patient. Here's JJ. JJ trying to do something. He's going to pull up.
Tough shot.
Yeah, tough shot right there. Rab either got ball or arm. There's no call.
Like, yep.
And what do they call it here? On Kleinschmidt. Colin second. you'll get those calls on client on Colin after a rebound. He likes to take that little slap in there.
Yeah, something I'd like to see him kind of clean up.
Yeah.
Because foul, you know, we don't have the deepest of
teams. Especially next year.
That's what I'm saying.
With depth on the bench. All right.
That's why I was talking about process, you know, yeah. Like making the right play.
Auburndale with the ball. Little dribble drive in. They kick it out. Second unit in here for Auburndale. Pump fake it goes. I think 4:22 to go here. 65-39. Hopefully Auburndale doesn't just run the stall offense.
I don't think
a little bit of an attack.
They've been pretty deliberate all night anyway.
And driving in, kicking out. No shots yet. Hopefully Loggers get a steal here. 4:06 to go. Good job on defense by the Loggers. And there they find a slasher.
We got to be a little bit better on anticipating, I think.
Especially being this stuff right here when we know they're running clock out. I'd get a foul just so you can get lane in, get something changed. 3:45 to go. And there they drive to the basket, and no good. And rebound, Braden Revac. All right, Loggers come away with it. JJ going to bring it up right side. JJ gets it into Jack, by the block. By Colin by the basket. Colin throws one up. It's no good. He rips away. And again, and that one no good. And Colin working and fighting hard.
Yep, thought he got away with the walk in there, too. But that's all right.
Hey, they're not calling Walker tonight. All right, Donna, checking in here. It's Auburndale leading. The number two seed Auburndale leading 65-39 over our Loggers. Of course, pretty lopsided here, Donna. But Loggers playing really well here tonight. Really happy with what they're doing.
Found themselves in a big hole early, but they've played even here over the last 25 minutes.
Here's a moment here. Loggers got to start anticipating, and they find the lane to the basket and make them pay. And we're going to get a 30-second timeout here from Auburndale. 2:49 to go here. We're going to stay right here. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. And we have Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishing, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, Ross's Sports Shop, CompuMold Design and Tool, Harborview on the Lake, John's 3 Mile Corner, and Warga's Auto and Truck Center. If you're watching on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel, we've had a lot of sponsors bringing you this game. WIA charges $150 a game, you know, to be here. And a lot of you fans watching have been helping us out all season. This game here tonight, Lulich Implement and Bob Lulich sponsoring this game here tonight for Coach Ring. That's Amy's dad. And thankful for him and everyone here tonight. 2:44 to go here. Loggers with the ball. They get it in to Hashio. Hashio pump fake. Goes up with it. No contact. And they're going to go with the jump ball. I know Drew did a good job drawing contact. No call on it. Oh, JJ almost got it. There we go. I'll tell you what, it was an impressive jump by JJ there.
Yeah, for a pretty diminutive player.
You bet.
Get up.
2:36 to go here. 67-39 is the score. Auburndale with the ball up top. And dribble it or working around the perimeter. Auburndale, we know what they're going to do here. They're going to run this clock out as much as they can. 2:18 to go here.
These are the kind of situations I'd like to see us have a different mindset.
Yeah.
You know, like
I would never run this offense ever in my entire life. I don't know what it does for anybody. But 2 minutes to go here, and nobody's going to play basketball. All right. To the basket, they go, nope, they kick it out. And that's the way you get a turnover. At least you got a turnover. Loggers are going to play basketball. We're not going to slow down. And Reback going to take it out.
I know, like Scott also said during one of our earlier calls here, he doesn't like the running clock either. He wants to see the game played.
Oh, absolutely. And, there we get some contact right there. And J.J. Drove got the contact from Auburndale. And it's going to be Logger's ball. Hey, you should almost get those batteries ready. I got a feeling like this might be going quiet on us. Do you hear that noise?
Yes,
I do. Yeah. Are they in there?
Yeah.
Go get them. All right, JJ over the lane to Braden. Braden from the left wing. Minute 44 to go here. And Lane, a beautiful move left side, wasn't able to get it to go, pulling away from it and going to get a foul. And, hey, what we're going to do right now, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. We're going to call back in because my battery's going dead here.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Swish into a flavor paradise at John Smeemaw Corner, home of the Smash Burger. Indulge in two juicy quarter-pound patties piled high with double layers of onions and cheese. Served on a brioche bun. Tuesday, try the mouth-watering Smash Taco. Plus, mark your calendars for March as they introduce ribeye and ribs every Saturday night. Good luck to the Phillips Lady Loggers in your tournament journey from John Smeemaw Corner, just 3 miles south of Phillips at the corners of Highway 111 and Highway 13.
Along with Steve Peters, we got our batteries changed out. We're good to go. And Jack and Drew coming out of the game, the seniors, their last time out there. And Loggers basketball here. JJ going to bring it up. JJ here. Here's next year's starting lineup. Steve Revac driving baseline.
Like I said, comes building.
Up. Yep, a call. Here's to JJ. See a deep shot here. Here's Lane. Three-point shot goes up. Oh, I'm liking it already.
That one brought the rain.
It was. Hey, this group plays well together. They've played together for years and years right now. We're seeing next year's starters out there right now. J.J. Hakenin drive to the basket. And beautiful defense. Really, they got him for the cheapest foul. That was beautiful defense. A great strip.
Excellent hands.
Yeah. Hey, that's all right. We'll take it. And B.J. Lowery coming in. Arlo. Barron, Ty Henderson, and J.J. Braden and Lane going to take a break right here.
We're building something here.
Absolutely. I love that last minute we seen right there with next year's starters out there. That made me really happy. That's my crew I've rolled with for many, many years, Steve. 47 seconds to go here. Auburndale with the ball. They drive. Ooh, blocked by Denzine, but a little bit of body. And it's going to be Auburndale shooting two free throws.
I remember Shea's first bucket in varsity ball. Wasn't it a corner three?
Yeah, corner three, yeah.
In Grantsburg?
Yep.
I'm excited to see him do a little bit more of that.
Yes.
And when I was asking earlier, what kind of game do you see of a former Logger?
Yep.
He's got a little bit of something of everything.
He does. Like, you know, Shea plays multiple sports, works hard. He doesn't get a lot of time getting shots up like Lane and Braden and them do.
Yep.
When Shea does, he's a very effective shooter. Free throws were good there. 68-42. B.J. Lowery, the Micronesian sensation with the ball. To tie. Here's Arlo by the basket. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound, Auburndale. 29 seconds to go. They're going to push. And they pick it up. They're going to run their offense. B.J. thought about the steal right there. And he's, yeah, get it, B.J. To the basket they go. And there we go. That's okay, B.J.
You know, we're both pleased with this the performance tonight for the Loggers. But one thing I want to see, 42 points, what can we do next year to increase that to 60, 70 on average?
Yeah, right, exactly.
60. Give me 60.
When they move the ball 65. Well with these shooters, they're very good. They're very effective.
What did we average? 58 this year? Is that what it was?
First free throw good for Auburndale. It's 69-42, 15 seconds to go. We're going to see if we can get Coach Ring up here after this game. Second one, that's an air ball. It's going to go to the Loggers. So 15 seconds to go, see if Loggers can get a score. BJ going to bring it up for the Loggers. And, yeah, you're on. Jeff and Scott, stick around a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about the season and thank everyone. BJ, shot goes up. It's no good. Henderson with the rebound. Out to Arlo. 3 seconds. Got to shoot it, Arlo. Shot goes up. It's no good. That's the ball game, guys. It's 69-42. Here, final score. Phillips Loggers' season is over with here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country. for a 3-minute timeout. We'll come back in 3 minutes for the Forward Bank postgame show.
Get in the game with Wargus Auto and Truck Center. Our trained technicians are ready to tackle your vehicle needs, from engine tune-ups to wheel alignments and everything in between. Need a lift? We offer 24-hour towing and free body shop estimates. For worry-free truck and auto repair, trust Wargus Auto and Truck Center in Phillips, Wisconsin. And to the Lady Loggers, shoot to win, and good luck on your tournament journey.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how their team and your community can work together to be true champions.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North of Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Corbett with Coffee Mold Tool and Design is your go-to comprehensive mold manufacturing company. We're dedicated to exceeding your expectations. Deliver top quality molds with lightning fast lead time and competitive prices is our game plan. Located on South Airport Road in Phillips, Wisconsin, we're your winning team. Lady Loggers, shoot for greatness in your tournament journey with confidence. We've got your back. Trust CompuMold to elevate your game and take your projects to new heights. Join forces with us and experience the winning difference today.
Hey there, it's Big G from 98Q Country. Friday nights are sizzling at Harborview at the Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin. Experience the new energy with fresh ownership. Indulge in bluegill, cod, colossal shrimp, or savory prime rib. And don't forget about the salad bar. It's a must. Mention me, Big G, and receive a generous 10% discount off your bill until March wraps up.
Jeff Haken, and along with Steve Peters here in Auburndale, Wisconsin. Final score here tonight, the Auburndale Eagles 69 and the Phillips Loggers 42. Lopsided score, but it was a great game. Loggers down early right away, you know, by, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 points. And Loggers made a game of it the rest of the way out. We loved how they played. We loved the defense, the getting shots up. It wasn't just a game full of try to force it in the middle and turnovers.
Right. Yep.
And stuff like that.
That's
we have
not seen. Growth tonight. That's
absolutely. I think this is everything that Coach Ring wanted. Talking to her before the game, you know, we want to compete, and that's the big. I want to compete.
Yep.
And after the first few minutes, it was like, oh boy, what's going to happen here? Loggers competed after that. Once the ball went down, they really played a good ball game here. But
Evan Stoll was just too much for us offensively with the 3-point shooting.
Yeah,
it's hard to overcome early deficits, but. They did a nice job weathering that storm, playing with confidence, playing with composure. Those are the things I want to see, the process. What is the process? How are we winning and building something?
You got it. We're going to go over the leading scorers here tonight, and it was Evan Scholl, 26 points for Auburndale. Caden Weinberger with 18. Caden Anderson with 12. Blake Robb with 6. A bunch of guys with 2 and 1 points for Auburndale. Exactly what you expect. Hey, let's take away Caden Anderson this game because he beat us well. And then they got another one.
Yep.
Auburndale, a good team.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see what happens with Marathon. I'm assuming they'll play
tomorrow in Edgar.
Yes,
absolutely. For the Loggers, it was JJ and Lane with 9. Drew had 8. Colin had 6. Braden and Shea with 5. Kind of the balanced scoring that we're used to seeing. Used to seeing guys. 5 guys in double figures are not used to. At times, we've seen that, you know, kind of close there again. But balanced scoring been the name of the game for the Phillips Loggers all season long.
Absolutely.
It really has been. But great job. And
credit to JJ, I think, kind of running the show, getting everyone involved.
Yep.
You know, being patient, not forcing shots.
You got it. Facebook, stick around for just a little bit. But 98Q Country 8, thank you for a wonderful season. That's the last high school basketball game of the season going to be doing here. We had a great time. It was an amazing season.
Thank you for having me, too.
Congratulations to all the, you know, good teams out there that we've been able to cover and kind of learn these kids and learn who they all are. And a lot of great local talent that we have and great families
and great
that we
kids,
see.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So thank you, everybody, for a wonderful season. 98.3 for Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell. Steve Peters, Scott Heckman, he ain't here. We guys wish you guys a wonderful night. Thank you.